Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hatin', get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead, nigga. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a dope dealer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no nigga. I ain't sat down yet. All alone, I'm saying it, four niggas, tell them jump. If they don't get no real, a 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4 nigga. Separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist down. From the real stand up guys of the A town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, nigga, what you gotta say now? Niggas thinking only gonna inspire. All you hating.
Gotta get on your job, tell them.
Hello?
Hey, Quita.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. It's another show for us this week.
Oh, yeah, and I'm ready for it, too.
Yeah, and I just would like to introduce to the listeners, you know, you're going to be my new editor on my book, so I appreciate, you know, helping me out on.
Yeah, no problem. I'm definitely, like I told you earlier, you know, if I'm able to help, I'm definitely going to do that because I love seeing people, you know, do well, you know, instead of just bashing each other and rather see each other, you know, not do as well. I'd rather for us to, you know, to prosper, for us to do well. Therefore, I have your back 100%, you know, and you're doing something positive. So, of course, I'm willing to support that. Definitely.
Yeah, you've been a godsend. And for the listeners that listen to the show, go check out my book. It came out today. It's The Anointed 3. It's three books in the series. The first book is free. So, you know, go check it out. It's something totally different. You probably used to, but, you know, different is always good.
Oh, yeah. You got to have diversity. You know, you just came. I feel like a good writer can write about just about anything. You feel what I'm saying? You just don't have to write about hood novels. You can write about, you can have a love story. You know, it's all about diversity. You know, you got to appeal to different audiences because everybody doesn't read urban novels. You know?
Yeah.
So, of course,
no doubt.
So, of course, you know, you want to be on a higher platform. You want to do something other than just being stuck in that one little area.
Yeah. No doubt. So, tonight we're having a discussion as far as, you know, is it considered cheating if a person has sexual conversations or shared pictures or videos with somebody other than their spouse? Is that considered cheating? What is your thoughts on the subject?
Okay, this is the thing. I think that it is considered cheating because, you know, just knowing that you are having these sexual thoughts, even though you may not have physically had sex with them, but you mentally even had sex with them. So in a sense, that is still cheating, you know. And then on the flip side, some people may not think that it's cheating because, of course, they hadn't been physical with each other. But I think if my man was DMing another girl and sending her inappropriate pictures, yeah, I'll be upset. And I would totally consider that as cheating. Because,
yes,
of course,
I feel like I'm
the only one that you're sending those type of things to.
I understand that. And, you know, it's something that I thought about, been thinking about for a minute. And it's on a situation where, you know, men think different than women. You know, we think on stuff like, you know, if we not had any type of relationship with the woman or we ain't have sexual relations with a woman, you know, that to us is considered cheating. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's totally, it's two different thought processes on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you can be upset, you know. I can understand that. You know, I can understand 100%. Because, granted, it shouldn't be happening. But I think as far as in the realm of cheating, you know, I don't have a sexual relationship with a woman. And to us, we kind of put blur the lines of that as being cheating, actually, you know.
Mm-hmm. Actually being, having sexual relationships. Sexual relations with someone, that would be just considered cheating because, of course, you have interacted with that person.
Okay, we have our first call. We're going to go see what they think.
All right, no problem. Come on with it.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. Happy New Year's to y'all. Okay. So I just called in. So I called the tail end of it. So what's the main topic now?
We're discussing whether if you're married, is having sexual conversations or sharing pictures and videos with somebody else considered cheating?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But like he said also, it's different levels of cheating in my eyes. But I know how I get down.
Right.
And just with me talking nasty over the phone, I can make a man ejaculate. So, yes, it is cheating. Because if a female is talking to my dude and he's getting happy about this conversation, and his thing gets hard, and he ejaculates off this conversation,
okay,
you just cheated already.
His
right.
thing get hard.
Well, his thing get hard, yes.
That is so funny.
It's
goodness.
He cheated on me. But the thing of it is also, is I'm like this. Everybody does things differently. So, find out what you... I don't have a problem with my dude having female friends. Believe me, I don't, because I'm going to have my male friends.
Right.
And that's how I learn different things from talking to other men and
mm-hmm.
seeing what's going on in their relationships, seeing what their girlfriend is not doing, because, boo, that's what I will do.
Right, exactly. And right.
And so, hey, there it is.
Yep, and I agree. You know, there's nothing wrong with having... a female friend and things of that sort, because like you said, I have male friends as well, but there's a certain line that you don't cross with those friends, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and by no means sending dirty pictures or ejaculating over the phone is not one of those things that friends should be doing.
No,
hey,
I don't.
On the phone. Ain't nobody said nothing about ejaculating on the phone.
I've been over
if
the
I'm
phone.
If I'm talking nasty to you, oh, you will ejaculate. Believe me.
Right. Right.
I got the sound effect down pat, though. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The mounds, I got all that to go.
You got
with.
All the tricks. I know you right.
Yeah, you're playing with me. Did you know how I write my books, too? Come on, now.
I ain't joking, right. It really gets serious.
What are you doing?
So,
I love it. That is so funny. Wow. So there was a chat.
I flip you and rub you down all over the damn phone.
I know you're right. They ain't even touched you, right?
Not even touched you. And to make it so bad, that's what turns a man on more. Well, I know it turns me on more just because you can have me do all this because I got a male friend.
Right.
And that nigga can turn me on through the damn telephone.
You see? And, oh, my God. See, that's what it is.
You better not let your dude hear you say that.
What are you going to say? Because I agree. You better.
My dude is in prison. So, really, I can get two fucks less what he thinks because he already knows what I do. He's not
right.
here.
Right.
I'm there by his side, though. Been with him for
20 right.
years. So
but
he knows that I'm there, but I'm going to do for me.
Right, right. And I understand
so
that.
It is what it is.
Right. So I understand that, my goodness.
But like
that's a long time, though.
I was like, to men, you know, I mean, we got it in our head whether, you know, what's cheating and what's not cheating. You know, so it's more or less like we feel like if we don't have like sexual relations, because I mean you could say like us being authors, and I'm sure our caller can attest to this. It's just like if we post a sexual comment or a situation on our group, and you know we go into like sexual talk like that, would that be considered cheating? You know, would your spouse look at that and be like, that you shouldn't be doing that? Which is you're actually interacting with your audience on a topic that's sexual, you know? So
now see, in that aspect, no, that's not cheating. But see, when you have a petty female or a petty male,
right, like they're ready to say the same.
If they have low self-esteem about themselves, yes, they will look at that as cheating. And they will look at it totally different. But see, the thing about it is, if you have major confidence about yourself and you're doing what you need to be doing at home, ain't no reason for your man to go outside and cheat. But like I said once again, no two females do things the same.
Right. I agree.
I agree, too. It's just that I want to clear it up for just the men. You know, we put certain things on cheating. Now, if my woman was, you know, or a man was flirting with her and stuff like that, I would actually be, you know, flattered that somebody wanted my spouse or whatever that much to be flirting and stuff with them. The only way I would have a that it would go to cheating, you know, if they was meeting up somewhere and they was having sexual relations with each other and like that. Out and it took something away from our relationship, then I would have a problem with you. But I'm securing myself to the point that I'd be like, you know, if that's what you're trying to spend your time with or whatever, I'm not saying that it's necessarily right, but I'm more confident on, I'm not threatened by that. So I don't consider that cheating. If you step out and you having sex with that person or something like that, then I would consider that cheating. Then, you know, it would be
right.
A problem with that.
Yeah, but sometimes because you understand yourself and you know that, you know, who you where you stand and who you are, some people don't have that about themselves. Like she said, they have low self-esteem, so therefore they feel like, you know, that's considered cheating, or, you know, that they thinking that, you know, inappropriate, which some things can become inappropriate as far as, you know, sending the wrong messages to the wrong people, which you shouldn't have that kind of conversation, but it really depends on the person and how they really feel, you know what I mean, as far as the relationship goes. Like you said, you're a book author, you know, and you may have a conversation about a sexual part in the book or just a comment sexually, you know, and their spouse may think that, oh, well, you know, it's inappropriate, you shouldn't be doing this and that, but of course, if you have a strong person behind you, they will understand that this is because of this. I'm just feeding my fan base. I'm just, you know, just basically just talking about what's going on in my book or whatever the case may have you, but, you know, you got to be strong-minded for that.
It's about to be 2016, so, you know, we deal with a lot of sexual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just a whole. So I'm pretty sure that when y'all open y'all inbox, y'all see a lot of sexual suggestions or whatever. I'm not saying that you're supposed to get into it, you know, but when your job is to network and stuff like that, and I'm saying this as authors and stuff like that, we might run across stuff that's sexual and stuff like that. I mean, we might feed into it. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But at the same time, you might not want that person to be like, or your spouse to look at it and be like, well, you cheating. I don't want her. It's not that, you know, you trying to be with that person. You trying to be with that person sexually. It might have been something that y'all been talking in and leaned that in that direction. And, yeah, you probably shouldn't have took it in that direction, but you did. You know, but
right.
I don't cheating. Cheating is a big word. Cheating is me going out, sticking my thing in somebody. I mean, to men, that is cheating. You know, do you consider cheating?
It, even himself, you feel okay, well, I don't want the woman, but that's where the line of communication comes in too. You know, you have to communicate and let her know, but hey, this is what's going on, you know, and I don't want to try to hide anything from you, because a lot of times, you know, women, like I said, we feed off our emotions, and sometimes we look at things and we take it completely the wrong way. So if you keep that line of communication open and we feel like you're not hiding anything, then of course we can try to go with the flow or see where it leads to.
That sounds good, but you are a woman. You are a woman, and you know that if your man came to you and being on stuff like that, how would you react to that? It ain't that a man is trying to sneak or hide a lot of things. A lot of times, you just know how a man reacts. You know?
See, now this is the thing on my end, because see, me, I'm a flirt. I talk about sex 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Right.
So, yes, I'm a flirt, and that's what I do. And if everybody knows me, I will flirt. I don't have to want your dude. Hell, 9 times out of 10, I probably already have him anyway. So, that's like me trying to get mad. That's like me getting mad because I see a female got on something I took to the damn Goodwill. Are you serious?
Oh my God,
so it's just like, you know, females, they get too caught up, and it's like, hey, baby, do what you do. Because just like I always tell my daughter's father, whatever you can do, I can do 10 times better, and that's what you need to remember.
Right.
Simple fact, I am a female. I know how to get my flirt on. I know when to turn it off, when to turn it on, what to do, what to say, every damn thing to get a man's attention. I know how to do
that's
it.
Right. I know that's right.
And that's why he got mad, because I fucked his brother.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
No, you did not.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Yes, I did. But wait a minute. This is my thing. Nigga, you was married. So, what difference do it make? And then, me and your brother, we went together back as kids. So, me and you never went together. We just fucked when I got pregnant. We got a child together. So, there is no tie between me and you. There's no tie between me and him. Now, if he found out half the things me and his brother been dead, he really be pissed.
God, that is crazy. But hell, I'm going to say one thing. I love you because you keep it 100, and I ain't going to sit here and say no lie. I love that about you.
Look, you only live once, do what you do, and don't let nobody hold you back from shit. And that's
right.
How I get most of the scenes for my books.
Right. Right, right. That is awesome. I give you 10 kudos for that. that's something else.
But you slept with his brother, though.
Right,
yeah,
that's what
she said. We did threesomes together and every damn thing.
Oh,
wow.
Man, you was off the hook.
That's what I said. She is off the damn chain, but I have to give it to her. She's honest, man. I love that. Honesty. I love it.
So it's just like, because see, my thing is, if you would have came with my sister, yeah, she probably wouldn't have did it, but it's like if he would have came with one of my buddies, oh, they would have fucked him. So,
well,
you can do it, but I can't do it. Yeah, right.
Right. You got a point there now. You got a point, because I've done seen dudes, they done had sex with one girl and turned back around and had sex with the mom. And matter of fact, the guy had was messing with the girl. I guess it didn't work out with them. He ended up going with the sister. Messing with her, and then I guess that didn't work. Now he's with the mother, and he lives with the mother.
Shut the front damn door.
Yeah, I mean, it's real now. I'm telling you, yes, it was crazy, but you know, I mean, to each his own, you know, if you got to do what makes you happy, that's how I see it. But, you know, I mean, that's something personally I don't think I would have did that, you know what I mean? But, hey, who am I? I can't judge nobody for what they do.
But you know what? Never say never, because you can say you just like if I tell you about situations I've been in, you be like, oh, great, no way in hell I would have did that. But you don't know what you would do until you are in a situation.
That's true. I got that's true too. You're absolutely right.
You never know what you would do until you are in a situation, because
right.
you cannot help who you are attracted to.
That's true.
I told that to somebody the other day. I'm like, you know, a lot of people be like looking at people that do something wrong and be like, I can't believe you did that. You can't judge somebody until you actually in that argument and you say you held your own, because when you're back against the wall and stuff like that, and so you walk in somebody's shoes, people say that you do that. And I understand my co-host Quita has, you know, these certain types of thoughts about as far as cheating and stuff like that. But have you ever been in that type of situation, Quita? Have you ever been in that yourself?
Oh, yeah. I have been in that situation. Matter of fact, it's been probably a few years ago where, you know, I caught my boyfriend, he was talking to this girl. Matter of fact, the girl that I caught him talking to is my cousin's baby mother, which her son is my cousin. And, you know, and I used to hang out with this girl, used to talk and chill, but kind of find out they were DMs, what, direct messaging? That's what you call it.
Each other,
what they going to do to each other when they see him, and all kind of stuff like that. And I put the brakes on that fast. See, I'm telling you, if that's what you want to do, then go there. You know what I'm saying? Why be here with me? You know? And even if you are just still in my wet dreams, why do that so close?
Oh, so that's you confronting them?
Huh?
You confronting them about it?
Oh, yeah, both of them. Yeah, I'm confronting him first, of course, you know. And normally, I really wouldn't confront the female because you never know what a guy is telling the next chick. So I would never confront the female. But, of course, because I knew her and because we were so close, I felt like that I could have done that. So and I went to her and she was saying, you know, she didn't mean no harm by it. It was just something to do and this, that, and the third. She was bored or whatever. And I had to break it down to her. How would she feel if she was on the other foot? You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about something that y'all damn well know that is fucked up. Excuse my language, but it was. But yeah, long story short, you know, I let it go, but in the back of my mind, I still be like, you know, I don't put shit past neither one of them now. And in a sense, you kind of lose some type of trust. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the same time, you feel like now, who else is there doing that to or sending messages to? You know. But you know,
it's like this. Let me say this real quick, because it's like. What I want to say, even though you have people that are in a relationship, they are still lonely because their just a significant other is not around, or they're out there, their significant other stays out in the streets. So, yes, that person gets lonely, so they look for somebody else to get the attention from.
Oh, that's true. That is absolutely true.
And sometimes it's just like, you know, it's not even all about the sex. Yeah, they could have been texting, not saying it was right. I'm just saying, yeah, they could have been texting each other. She was saying it was nothing to her. Basically, she was just enjoying the attention
that
he was giving her. And just for the simple fact, just say if her ex-boyfriend or whoever, say he passed away, he got locked up, or he just so happened to move out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So now the person that she was getting her attention from is no longer here, so she's looking for it from somewhere else. Your dude came at her, she went ahead, grabbed with it, and ran with it.
Right. That's true. That's true.
We gonna see what our next caller. But I'm gonna keep everybody on the line. So everybody be respectful for the next person. But we gonna see what this next caller's opinion is. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Brown Heaven.
Hey, Miss Brown Heaven. Appreciate you stopping
by.
Got your own show, but we appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, just getting ready for the new year.
I know, that's right. Happy New Year to you and your family, of course.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all, too.
Thank you.
You about to turn up for the new year?
Yeah, I'm turning up for the Lord. I'm braiding some hair right now, then I'm off to church to bring the new year in and back home.
Okay,
that is awesome.
Oh man, you just don't want to tell us what you're actually doing now. A lot of people be saying they're gonna go to church.
That's what
I do.
I wish. Nope, I'll go. I'm bringing the new year in every year at church because I don't go to the club because there's just nothing there but trouble. So I'd rather stay out of it. And plus, I got a kid that I need to raise. So clubs are not my thing.
Okay.
I just messed with you.
I respect that.
Well, what is your thoughts on the topic?
Well, you can just freshen me up because I had the wrong number at first. So I just caught the butt end of what the young lady was saying before. So I'm not really sure about the topic at hand. I'm sorry.
The topic is that if you're married, do you consider having sexual conversations or sharing pictures or videos with somebody other than your spouse considered cheating?
I'm a little bit different. I don't believe that it's cheating. I just believe it's just something to fill a void that someone may be having or need that extra attention, but it can lead up to, it could lead up to cheating depending on how aggressive the other person is and how you allow your emotions to take place and get there. So it can lead up, but it's not cheating. I don't consider it to be cheating.
And I'll be thinking the same way. Well, I was telling the other two people that's on the line and my co-hosts and stuff, I'd be like, men think differently than women. Women see that as emotionally cheating. And me personally, even a long time ago, I was like, what the hell is emotionally cheating? You know, it's either cheating or you're not cheating, you know. It shouldn't be blurred lines. I mean, a lot of women like to blur lines in between stuff. Men see stuff as black and white. Either you're cheating or you're not cheating. You know, there is no emotionally cheating. There's no putting extra stuff on it. You know, there's no, I mean, to us, there's just not. You can't blur the line between that. You're either going to be cheating or you're not going to be cheating. And me,
right.
to
and
me,
guys
me,
don't think about it. You guys don't think about what y'all doing first. Y'all just do it.
That's true.
Women plan. Women plan, and they have a backup of what they're going to do. And women, we cheat. We emotionally, we leave emotionally first, and then we leave physical. Men, they leave physical first and worry about the emotions later.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? Because a lot of times men do things and then you know, back to a previous show, well, men do things, you know, oh, they're not intended to hurt the female, but you're not even thinking about the emotional effect of what you just did. You're just thinking about physically being involved and not even thinking about, you know, how that's going to affect your spouse. So I totally agree with that. You know, you just act on, you just scare the moment, you act right then and there, you know, and then think about the consequences later.
But like I said, and being the only man in here, I have to take up for our men in here. I mean, but being the only man in a lot of times women be like, well, man's a this and that, or, you know, women are some of the best things that ever did it as far as, like, cheating, because a woman can cheat and you'll never know. Because a lot of times we don't be concerned about investigating a lot of stuff that women, we don't be checking your emails, we don't be doing that. So a lot of times we might be oblivious to the situation that's going on, you know.
But see,
one
thing
somebody always told me, it was like, nobody cheat like a woman. They might say a man is a player all day long, but can nobody cheat like a woman?
That's true.
They said the right thing. Nobody.
That's true. That's it. We have our ducks in a row. I'm telling you, if we're gonna do something, we would definitely have everything lined up. We're gonna tell Keisha over here what's going on. We're gonna tell Danielle over here. So just in case if you wanna call Keisha and Danielle, they already know what's up. You know, we just have our stuff together.
Yeah, you're going.
Women can still go and do what they're gonna do. They're gonna do what they want. They're gonna do, and then still come home, cook you dinner, smell good, you know, sex you up, or make you feel like that man when they have somebody else on the side, but they just trying to find the right time. Or if he's cool with that, it'll stay just like that. But you'll never know unless a woman wants to tell you, or unless she just ratchet and just don't care.
Right. That's true.
But that was actually refreshing, because Brown Heaven, it'd be a lot of women that be thinking that's cheating, you know. Now, I can understand you getting after your dude, be like, yo, look, you're not supposed to do this. But to bring that word cheating and having a sexual conversation with a woman, you know, to men, I'm not going to say we don't understand that to a certain degree, but we're on some stuff like, look, if I didn't put, you know, where I didn't have sexual relations with her, I'm not cheating. Now, get on me for having a sexual conversation with a woman. Don't bring that word up like I was actually cheating on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where you was emotionally cheating, what is emotionally cheating? You know, I mean, are we going to start breaking off and having sections about cheating?
Right.
What
right.
Are we going to have?
The different branches of cheating.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have, like,
cheating,
I mean, we're going to bring up, like, different sections of it. I mean, and it's cheating, period. If my girl goes out and have sex with somebody, that's to me is cheating on our relationship. Personally.
Right. That's definitely cheating, right.
All the rest of that stuff, I'm not concerned about that because I'm secure in myself. You know, I'm secure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm secure in me. So
right.
All the rest of that stuff is less than ashes to me. You know?
Right. Right.
You're just one of few men that's secure, but when women feel sharing a picture or other stuff is cheating, it's just insecurity on their behalf. They just insecure with the woman that they are, and they're constantly looking at the body or how he doesn't touch me or what she has that I don't have. That's all that is. I can care less if you share pictures. I'm just going to double up on it and take care of my
business. It's also stuff, it's, like I said, I speak for the men in this situation because I know I'm surrounded by a lot of women on this topic, but it's like this. Don't underestimate. She can't take your place on that. You know, if she not doing the stuff that you do, why are you even concerned about that? Because like 2015 about to be 2016, loyalty is a must. If she not doing the same thing to, you know, to get a man attention as far as like relationship wise. All she offers is to shake her ass or whatever like that. Why is you concerned with that? Because I know what I have at home. You know? I know what I have in certain situations. That's not something that I'm like, yo, well, I'm trying to go be with her and stuff like that. So that shouldn't be a problem. Now I understand that I might be wrong as far as like having a conversation with a woman behind that. I mean, I totally 100% understand that, but at the same time, don't put that level of cheating on that situation.
Right, right. But see, like she said, that's where insecurities come in too, as well. You know, because even before, you know, before the previous relationship, you never know what that person have gone through before then, and then get into the situation and it's the same thing. So that can create an insecurity, you know, security for that person. You know, so it all boils down to. It's a line of communication and how do you feel about yourself. If you know that you the baddest chick and you know that, you know, he ain't going nowhere, you know your position is secure, things like that would not bother you. But at the same time, like you said, of course it's wrong, but of course I will check you on it as well. You know what I mean? If it comes to that. But at the end of the day, I do understand, like I said, when you first asked me the question, I did consider it cheating, you know? But now that I'm listening to a lot of your point of views and I think about it, well, in a sense, I do think it's, and I would say I think it's inappropriate versus flat out cheating because, of course, you're not being physical with each other. So I do consider that inappropriate messaging, picture sending, whatever the case may have you, because if the shoe's on the other foot, how would you feel?
There you go. That's a word for it. Inappropriate. I can ride with that more than saying that someone is actually cheating. You know? I can actually understand a little bit more.
Right, right. You know, and sometimes it does take other people's point of views and share their stories for you to look at things in a different light. And you know, by me being on the show, you know, I've seen, you know, I've learned a lot, you know, even though, you know, we all get grown and we think we know, but you can always learn more, you know, especially with other people's experiences. And I've definitely learned a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
I
like I said, it's just like looking at it through tunnel vision. If you look at through something through tunnel vision, you know, you only think you got to take yourself out of the aspect of that, look at it from different point of views, you know. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But at the same time, don't put a label on it. It's something that it's not. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
And I want to say to the caller that just it just was trying to get in. You know, we was having a discussion. So if you would be so graceful as call back, you know, we can get your opinion about the situation. We had a caller that left. You're hearing this. Yeah.
How long? Come on back, because we want to hear what you got to say. Definitely, but I can totally agree with a lot of things that, you know, has been said, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, and like the discussion we had last week about the side chick situation, you know, uh-huh. And they brought to attention, you never know, you can never say what you're not going to do because, of course, you have not been put in that position, you know, because I said I would never do this, I would never do that, but now, you know, having a conversation with you guys, you know, I had to sit back and think, like, you know what, that's really right, because you put a dog in the corner, you're going to try to fight their way out, or whatever the case may have you, so you can never say that you won't do a certain thing if you've never been placed in that situation. So, you know, I do want to thank you guys for opening my eyes to that, you know, so.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's cool. It's also stuff like, I mean, have you ever met another man? I mean, I know that you're in a happy relationship, but what if you run a person that, and life is funny sometimes, what if you run across a person that you feel like it's just instant chemistry? I mean, the sexual tension is there and stuff like that, you know? And I know you had strong feelings about never doing this, never doing this. But
mm-hmm.
One thing I know about women are really emotional. And if that,
right.
that took mm-hmm. a hold of you, and I mean, he really had you with all you can think about him, even though you're with your spouse, are
right.
you going to actually sit here and tell us that maybe that you wouldn't indulge, maybe that if you knew that he had somebody or you had somebody that you wouldn't, you know, indulge? Now, I know you love him, and that's
right.
one thing about a man that a lot of women don't understand that, and I'm going to be straight blunt with it.
Mm-hmm.
A man, like, even though I had sex with that woman, that doesn't mean that I love you. And I know a lot of women be like, well, you couldn't love me because you wouldn't have did what you did. To a man, that's bullshit, excuse my language, because,
okay.
like I said, we're on different lines. I might have liked you all, I might have loved you all day long. Just because I had sex with that woman, it might have been something that gripped you at that point in time that had me thinking like that. That's why I said, even though the old centuries of men and women, we don't really understand each other wholeheartedly, because I still don't understand women. I still don't understand a lot of things that they do. And I think that's vice versa. I don't think that women understand the things that a man does. You know, I'm not saying that it's right, it's wrong that a man cheats on you. I'm not saying that it's right, but understand
mm-hmm.
a man's point of view, because if we left to our own devices, we do a lot of things, and you'll ask us, well, why did you do that? And we'd be like, I don't know, you know. And
Right.
And
that answer once before, like, why did you do that? Well, I don't know. Like, well, it got to be a reason why you did it.
Well, see, that's where the issue of the attention comes in at. And like I said before, no two people do things the same.
True.
Just like I said, how I did a threesome. He doesn't do threesomes, but this one over here does.
Right.
That right there, that threesome excited me. I got a kick out of that. It brought, what I want to say, it brought the fire. So it's just like, oh, I want some more. Just like,
right.
as a matter of fact, well, use as an example, when a crackhead takes their first, take a crack, how they trying to get that feeling again?
Right.
That's what I want. And this one over here, you're not doing that to me. So I go over here because I want that sexual high.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, we got another caller. We're going to see what they think about it. I'm going to keep everybody online, you know. Please be respectful of each other and let somebody talk, you know, when they have an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, did they go? Hello?
I don't think they want to talk.
What's the first three digits of their phone number?
They probably just
when I know you talking to them, I'm being serious.
some people
they gone.
Just probably want to listen.
When you say your little threesome that turned you on, you be on some freaky little stuff now.
Yes, my sexual fantasy is a threesome with two men. That's my fantasy. Oh my goodness.
I know that's right.
Matter of fact, the book I just got done writing. I was trying to do a threesome. What?
Now, I don't believe I'm going left field about, you know, the conversation and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm on the same line if my woman giving me a threesome with two chicks, I can only be appreciated to give her that if she want that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, my mind goes different ways, you know.
Because just like the book I just finished, You Think You Had a Bad, I was trying to set it up to where this chick had a threesome with two brothers. But I didn't put it in there because a lot of the men that I talked to said that no, they wouldn't do it. I was like, well, if your girl came to you asking you, could she do a threesome with you and your brother, would you do it? They said no. I said, okay, if your side piece came to you talking about a threesome with you and your brother, would you do it? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. What does she want to do? I said, are you serious? What's the difference?
Yeah, you
ain't fucking my woman? Really?
You got to be understanding
of your
mate.
But, you know, a lot of people feel that, though. Some men feel like that. The side piece, they just dare to do what maybe the main, which is the wife or the woman, won't do. So I know this side piece, I really don't have feelings for her.
Right.
She's not a side piece. She's just freaky. She's just extra. But if I can get somebody else to fulfill something that she's lacking, why not do it? But that's
right.
That's her fault. That's her fault. Because
right.
if you're not going to do it with her, but I'm going to allow you to do it to me, that means you don't care enough about yourself anyway. And then maybe she don't have feelings for him either. So I'm just doing it just to be doing it.
Right. I understand that. And then, of course, and some probably feel, okay, well, this is my girl and she wants to have a threesome with my brother. Now, what's my brother better than me? What's she gonna do? Leave me for my brother? You know?
And that's what I put in the book. That is exactly what I put in the book. He was like, don't be mad because he said, what did he say? Basically, remember on Friday when he was like, mine is way bigger than yours.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
He said, there, something like that. And he was like, man, you either nah, I wouldn't fuck your girl because I know how much you care about her. He was like, but if it was anybody else, he said, oh, yeah, it'd be on the popping.
Right, see?
You know, that's understandable.
Right, exactly. So.
But it's like this, and like I said, I speak for the man that, you know, that's not calling in from man perspective.
Right.
It's like this. Your woman's supposed to, all your sexual needs, if she feel all your sexual needs, you won't have to go somewhere else, you know. It's on some stuff that it feels like, you know, your sexual fantasies and stuff like that. If you're not willing to do that, then sometimes that a man can be tempted on other things that a woman would do that. But I'm like this. I won't look at you any other type of way if you fulfill my fantasies like that. I'm just one of those type of dudes that feel like I'm not going to look at you different if you fulfill my fantasies other than not wanting to do it because, like our caller said, it's plenty of women that's out there that's doing it. I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong. But if a woman come at you on a level that, you know, I'm willing to do this, I'm willing to do that, you know, that can spike a man's interest in a certain, you know.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. But what about the women that, I mean, sometimes you get men that is completely satisfied. You know, you done did everything to him, and he still find a reason why he should go out and still do what he do. You know, so
that's not what he wants. She's
right.
Still not,
you know,
doing it right. She's still not.
And I'm gonna be totally honest with y'all as far as
okay.
the man perspective. You know why a man does that? Because it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's just something that he has seen or somebody that he has met that actually interests him and turned him on to the point that he might have took that journey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that he felt that it would feel. It's nothing that you do as far as women, you know what I'm saying? It's just like men are different creatures, and that's something that I want to understand as far as like women. Men are different creatures. We have a lot of stuff that turn us on. We have a lot of stuff. We like different varieties of women. And I'm not saying that it's right or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about what did she do that sparked his interest. You know?
Okay. I can dig that, but you know, like you said, that men are totally different from women, and sometimes it is, for me, sometimes it is hard to understand, you know, and try to get an understanding, because a lot of times, you know, with the spouse, they don't sit and talk to the woman how you're kind of breaking it down to us, you know, not to say that they don't have different talks, but it's not broken down where I can understand and try to get on the same page as you. So therefore, that's where...
But you know why? I don't mean to cut you off, but do you know why? Because a lot of women say they want it real, but a lot of women can't deal with if a man actually tells what's on his mind. If a man actually tells you what's on his mind, that's even you. If the dude that you mess with, if he was 100% blunt, was on his mind, I'm talking about even when he looked at the butts of a woman in public and stuff like that, you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't like that, and it would become problems. So, you know, we don't be 100% real on a lot of situations dealing with women. You say you want real and you say you want honesty, but 95.9% of the women couldn't stand that. You couldn't stand if I would have been totally honest with you, you know. You couldn't stand if you were like, well, yeah, she turned me on, I seen her, and, you know, I was attracted to her. And, you know, I was looking at her butt. You know what I'm saying? Then we'd be having to deal with attitude all day long, you know? So, I mean, what's up with that, you know?
Well, you have a point there. Sometimes, I guess, we can be hurt by the truth, you know? Because, of course, you know, some of the things that we probably think that, okay, well, my man wouldn't do what he shouldn't do, and then to come to find out that he is doing it could be heartbreaking. So I do understand sometimes why men do lie to their spouse just to spare them their feelings. But at the same time, some women are like, you know, I'd rather for you just tell me what's been going on. Because now I'm saying sometimes we already know. We just wait for you to tell us.
Yeah. I believe, to piggyback off what you just said, I believe a lot of women say you can tell me the truth. Like he said, you cannot handle it. Some women can't handle the truth.
That's
it's
true.
It's all a ploy so you can get out to say. And then once you tell them, they're extremely hurt and they want to lash out, hold over to your head. They don't want to let you go. But if a woman says, like for me, there's nothing that you can possibly do to me because I know who I am as a woman. I know where
right.
I stand at, and I'm confident in where I am. My
mm-hmm.
whole thing is, if you lie to me, I feel like you're taking away you're taking something away from me. So if I choose to deal with you wherever you are, let me make that decision. Don't make that decision for me. And I believe if women would really be honest with themselves, forget anybody else. If you can
mm-hmm.
be honest with yourself first and then you go and have a conversation, it'd be so much easier. But you got to know who you are as a woman before you try to go out there and talk to somebody else or even tell a man, well, I need for you to tell me the truth. Women have intuition. We already know. But
right.
some women who don't have intuition and they've been hurt, so they're going to constantly accuse you, and then a man gets tired of it, and he's going to go out there and do it when he's really not doing anything. So who do you have
mm-hmm.
to blame? Your insecurities.
Right.
So I agree. Some women can
yeah.
handle it. They want it, but they can't handle it.
That's true.
Well,
I agree.
Well, I'm like this. Tell me the truth. Tell me, because it's just like this. I've had my feelings hurt so many times that I really can't say have feelings anymore. Or put it like my feelings can't get hurt anymore because I have this brick wall up around me. So I expect for you to look at another female. Yes, I expect for you because, I mean, I know I'm not the prettiest thing in the world. So, yeah, there are other females that look better than me, that have a better body than mine. But at least respect me enough to tell me the truth.
Right. I understand
just
that.
Like my little friend now. I tell him, if you meet another female and you find interest in her, please let me know. So that way, hey, I can take my 3 steps back. You can go do you. And, hey, man, you will always be friends.
Right, exactly. So that gives me the option of figuring out what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, don't make the decision for me. You're right.
Yeah. I don't interject, but what is we can always be friends? See, that's another thing that's different between men and women, because I know, like, women be like, well, we were friends and stuff like that. Look, when we're having sexual relations, it's a difference between messing you all day long and you just being my friend, you know? It's a difference. So if that situation would stop, don't wonder why he would drop off or, like, you might not hear from him for days like that. Because when he was sleeping with you and stuff like that, you was a priority, you know? I'm not trying to sound excited about the situation, but that's where a lot of things were like, well, once the relationship stopped, why did you change up? Because he felt like once it became into a friend stage, your priority has went to the back burner. I get at you when I get at you. You know what I'm saying? When I was sleeping with you, then, yeah, it was a priority that I messaged you every day, that I called you every day and stuff like that. And that's what a lot of women don't understand.
That's what a lot of women don't want to face. And let me tell you this. When this is one thing that I noticed, and this is where females, including myself, have picked up on this from, is from television. Because television paints the perfect relationship or how a relationship should go.
Right.
And it doesn't tell you the truth. Because television shows, like just even The Cosby Show, you didn't see spousal abuse on The Cosby Show. You didn't see Bill Cosby cheating on Claire. You didn't see, you know, affairs, children outside the marriage. You didn't see him bringing home an STD. You didn't see him losing his job, and she's sitting up here being the only one bringing income in the household. So you see what I'm saying? So television paints what they want us to see, but it doesn't paint the real life shit.
That's true. I totally agree, and like you said, in the media right now it's so huge, you know. And a lot of people see these stuff on TV and believe this is actual life, you know. And like my daughter, for instance, you know, sometimes, you know, she's 11. Sometimes she lives in Disney World. She loves Disney, and I got to bring her back down. Like, look, you know, that's not real, you know. Like some of the things that the kids say to their parents on TV, they think it's funny, but when she says it to me, I think it's disrespectful, you know. Just because they do that on TV or say that on TV doesn't mean that it flies in the real life. And so I do agree with you on that, because the media will portray something that's totally not even true.
They sure will.
You know, and like you said, they show you what they want to show you, you know. We did a real show on TV, the real life.
Nice.
The real world, yes.
Quit playing, yes. I was in junior high when they came out.
Okay, I'm telling you. The new little thing I be watching is the Bad Girls Club, Baby Off the Chain.
Oh, my God, yes.
I just want a lot of women to be real with themselves, you know. A lot of women like to... And I read somewhere a long time ago, a lot of women like to lie to themselves. And I know that seems harsh, but if you look at it as far as, like, and I'm not knocking it, I understand what it takes for a woman to be beautiful. But if you understand the life in a woman, you know, fake hair and fake nails and stuff like that, all that is dealing with a lie for a woman. A lot of women like to lie to themselves for certain reasons. If you want to be real with yourself, and like we was talking about earlier, if you want to be a totally percent real with you, we don't think you can handle that, you know? We would rather to go off and not hurt your feelings or not start an argument to avoid that. And it might be wrong for a man, for mean, but
right, I think it is. In a sense, it is, because it's like you're making that decision for me, you know? Even though you may be hurting my feelings, but if I'm asking for the truth, then please give that to me, you know, whether it's going to hurt me or not. Because like we were saying before, 9 times out of 10, I already know, or 9 times out of 10, you know, I just want to see if you're going to be honest with me, so therefore I can make the decision if, okay, well, I want to stay there, or maybe, I want to join in too. You know, you never know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. But it all depends on the woman. I say it all depends on the woman. Like we were saying that, you know, you say you want all that, but can you be strong enough to handle that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what
right.
it is. Don't ask if you can't handle it.
That's
and
true.
Most women cannot handle it. They can't handle
right.
it. They're not strong enough to handle that.
Exactly. Like you said, they're all in their emotions. They'd be all in their feelings instead of looking, okay, well, I asked for this, you know, so therefore I got to suck it up with my big girl panties on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that it? Like I said, I can handle it. So, all right, but my thing is, when I throw it back at you, can you handle it?
No, they cannot.
Like, nope. It's like I used to always tell my baby daddy, though, I ain't don't jump in the pool knowing your ass can't swim.
There you go.
Right, there it is. Because like,
okay.
whatever he can do, I can do 10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
You have your female friends, I got my male friends. Just like you got a backup plan, I keep the backup plan. So, I got an A, B, and C. Quit playing with me. I got my yearly pieces. Quit playing with me. So, once again, whatever you going to do, boo, just remember, I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
I know that's right.
Have no reason
can I
to look back.
Can I ask a question to her?
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I want to know your name. I heard you say you write books, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to hit you up because I need to know what kind of books you're writing. And I need
to
find out
what
you're
writing. Do you got a Facebook page?
Brown Heaven.
You said you don't?
Brown Heaven.
Oh, Brown Heaven. Okay, let me tell you my name on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Sheeta B. Tweedy.
Okay, wait, Sheeta B. Tweedy. I'm Brayden Harris, so can you just send me a friend request or tag me in his post or something? Because I'm going to look up your book, too.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get a pen so I can write your info down, and I'll try to look you up when we get off the phone.
Did you check out my book, Brown Heaven?
I did. I downloaded the one with the girl on front about the series.
Yeah. Did you check out my new release today?
I saw it. I haven't been able to get online to download it, but I will be getting to it though. I'm doing that tonight on my way to church.
Okay,
oh,
how is your name spelled?
On my way to church.
That's right. Praise him.
It's spelled like it's on the ground and it's heaven.
With the congregation now.
There you go. Right. Well.
But
right.
Did I say share with the congregation?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said, Dale? You said share it with the congregation?
I said my book say for sharing with the congregation. They might say he's a heathen.
Hold on.
Well, I'm like, you are a heathen than he is then.
I'm just busting in my room while you Rambo.
Right.
Look, I told my daughter, why you busting in my room like you Rambo? She said, who's Rambo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
She wasn't even thought about that.
I ain't joking right now. She said, who Rambo? Right. Oh, gosh, that is hilarious.
Well, look, yeah, I'm about to get
Now, you know you got to let her watch Rambo.
Yes, I know, and I hate that damn movie. I'm about to let y'all go. And Brown Heaven, I will get at you on Facebook. Y'all,
okay.
All three of y'all have a happy new year. Don't do nothing.
You too, Miss Sweetie. All right, be blessed.
In the morning.
Bye.
Bye. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
What we have under 15 seconds, I like to thank everybody that came through, especially Brown Heaven. I know she has
a
hit.
Thank
you for having me. And I would like to thank you for coming through, Brown Heaven. Thanks for coming through sharing your opinion.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'll be here every week. I love your show. So.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too. Thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome. You both have a good, happy new year.
You, too. Happy new year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And Guido, we did it. We had another hit show.
Yes, we did, Dale. And thank you so much again. And I hope you have a happy new year as well.
Oh, you, too. And I appreciate everything you do for me.
Okay, always.
All right, you's a godsend.
All right. Thank you, and so are you. Vice versa. Ditto. And you enjoy the rest of your night, huh?
I say, don't be a stranger. Hit me up now.
Oh, I won't. I definitely got you. And I'll call you and wish you happy new year again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, good night. Peace, love, happiness.
Okay.
Better get on your job, tell 'em. Hate to get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell 'em. Hate to get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, man.